your life to the Lord and have him as your Lord and Savior. He is worth celebrating, isn't he? Yeah. Come on, church, he's worth celebrating, isn't he? Yeah. Amen. So that's what we're here to do. And as they distribute the elements, let me read the scriptures from 1 Corinthians that give us instruction. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Thank you. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper. "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man and woman examine himself or herself, so that let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged." We've talked before about the reality of many of us were brought up in scenarios where it was taught, don't take communion if you're not right with somebody. But the heart of Scripture is, get right with that person so you can take communion. If the person is not here, then make a commitment to the Lord that you will do everything you can to make it right with that person. That's not always up to you. Sometimes that's up to them. So if they won't get right, you just do your part to try to make it right and then commit it to the Lord. All right, let's take just a moment before the Lord, reflect on what he's done in you, and if there's anything you need to make right, and then we'll participate together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, as we consider these elements this morning, we do this in remembrance of you, not a trite tradition, but the living reality of your presence is imparted to us, and right now by faith we receive your presence as we participate in communion this morning. We participate in the broken body of Jesus, broken for us. Thank you, Jesus, that you took our sins, our sorrows, our sicknesses, our griefs upon yourself. Thank you, Jesus, that by your stripes we are healed this day. Thank you, Jesus, that this is a supernatural interchange between you and us. And thank you, Lord, for the cleansing power of the blood of the Lamb. This morning, Lord, we see your body broken for us. Let's do this in remembrance of him. Let's participate together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We receive you, Lord. We receive you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We do this in remembrance of you. The Bible calls this, and the word about it is, a Eucharist. And that word is full of celebration. It's not just a somber funeral experience. This is a celebration, an impartation of his presence and of his life. So we participate in the fruit of the vine, receive a fresh infusion of the life of Jesus and the blood of Jesus washing you clean. Are you glad for the blood of Jesus shed for you and me this morning? Let's participate and receive him together. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your cleansing blood. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. Lord, as we do this in remembrance of you, we say thank you. Come on, church, shout out the word thank you with me. Thank you. One, two, three. Thank you. Again. One, two, three. Thank you.